This week, we've been talking about some of the big issues facing Africa, apropos of President Bush's trip there. Today, a conversation with Ted Donyer, Africa specialist at the Congressional Research Service. And how significant can the visit of an American president be?
I think it's very important. It places Africa on the foreign policy agenda here in the United States and elsewhere in the world. I think it's also important that Americans, as well as others who follow the president's visit, will learn more about Africa. Africa is not a country. Africa is a continent. Mm-hmm. There's the good, the bad, and the ugly. And I think these visits do show the good side of Africa.
It is possible that within a matter of days, the United States will commit troops to Liberia. And that seems to be incredibly important to the Liberians, even if it's a small number of American troops on top of an African force. Why is it so important for the United States, in African eyes, to be part of a peacekeeping mission in a country that is not too far away from Nigeria, a regional power, and where other countries have taken part in regional peacekeeping forces?
I think it's important for a number of reasons. One, this will be the first time Americans would go back into Africa since the Somalia disaster in 1993. Mm-hmm. So symbolically, it's very important for the American forces to be there. For the Liberians and for the ECOWAS leaders, I think it's important because they need American technology, they need American logistics support, they need American finance in order to make sure that the peacekeeping force succeeds.
ECOWAS, we should say, is the economic community. The U.S. withdrawal from Africa after, as you say, after the Somali disaster, this is something that remains very prominent in African minds about the U.S. We're out.
Not only just the withdrawal from Somalia, but the consequences of that on the continent. You look at, for example, the 1994 genocide.
In Rwanda and before that, Burundi.
And that was right after the withdrawal from Somalia and the refusal of the international community to return, to engage, and to help.
As you've said, Africa is not a country. It is a continent. It's complex. But the dominant stories of Africa over, say, the past 10 years have been the stories of AIDS and the stories of war. Looking ahead, say, for the next 10 years, what do you think the stories are going to be?
I think if the story is told accurately, we'll hear about progress is made in the fight against AIDS. We'll hear about the strengthening of democracy across the continent. I think there is a perception out there that Africa is a disaster, Africa is a basket case. Even when you look at the conflicts over the past decade, we have less conflict in Africa today than we did 10 years ago.
On the other hand, a war goes on in the Congo, and maybe at a level, since nobody seems to be reporting it or following what's going on, could be at an atrocious level for all we know. It's happening right now. The fighting has been terrible over the past several months.
The passing has been terrible in a very small area called the Ituri region. Mm-hmm. But I think what you don't hear is that the Congo has managed to resolve its conflict. All foreign troops that have been in Congo have withdrawn, that a transitional government has been put in place. In fact, the Ituri violence is really a victim of the success of the peace agreement in Congo.
But let me play the devil's advocate with you here a bit. 10 years ago, or a few years ago in any case, when Mobutu was thrown out of Zaire and when several African states took matters into their own hands and brought some measure of change to what was then Zaire and is now the Congo, there seemed to be greater prospects for African states either in the East or in West Africa working together in concert to address their own problems. Past couple of years, it seems to be there's a crisis in Sierra Leone, call in the Brits. Something's going off in Ivory Coast, the French should come back. Liberia is a mess. The United States should go in. Should we detect here a change in thinking, I mean, a different paradigm in Africa, that the pro-independence, anti-colonialism that may have dominated a political thought for decades from the 50s and 60s on, that just isn't so important anymore to people?
I think you hit it right on target. I mean, the point of view in Africa now, although you would hear it in some corners, is that these powers are no longer seen as, you know, dominating colonial powers. It's the Africans, for example, who asked for the U.S. to come and take the leadership in Liberia. And I think it's an important statement that's being made.
Well, Ted Donyer, thank you very much for talking with us today.
pleasure to talk to you.
Ted Danye, Africa specialist at the Congressional Research Service.